Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Ears to Hear. February 11, 2011. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the gift of prophecy. It is written, there is no prophecy apart from my will, and without my voice, there can be no prophesying. And without my spirit, no man may hear, nor shall he behold a vision, nor is he able to understand. Thus he is only a prophet in that selfsame moment, in which I speak to him, and cause him to hear, prophesying only as long as I cause him to speak, or to write my words. I am the Lord. Beloved ones, all my sheep hear my voice. Yet each receives in proportion to their faith, and in accordance with my will and purpose. For a willing humble heart is open to me, and one who is deeply in love with me will hear my voice. Yet this is not equal. Nor shall every servant hear my voice in the same way. For a prophet hears my voice, while another is moved deep within, while still others may only discern my leading. And this also is according to my will and purpose. Yet do not be at all surprised by this. For the scriptures testify to the same, and I will surely do according to the counsel of my own will. And that which I do, has a perfect work within the hearts of my beloved, coming to fruition in those who remain in my love, those meet for the Master's use. Hear and understand. I have spoken to my prophets throughout the generations, for I change not. And each was given that which was required to accomplish my will among the people. Therefore rejoice, my sons and daughters, for the Most High has come down to you. And behold, I have caused my servants to hear, to receive wisdom by the power of my own spirit. Lo, by the word of my mouth, shall my beloved be blessed. The prideful humbled, and the haughty abased. For the word of the Lord never returns void, says the Lord. Yet understand this also. That which I commanded be written in a book, was named according to the one who received it, so all may know to whom I have spoken, lest any lay claim to my words, as though they were their own, polluting them, bringing upon themselves quick judgment, and great recompense. And so it is to this day. I speak to whomever I choose, and it is noted that this is the one to whom I have spoken. Let not another lay claim. Beloved ones, human power is of no use at all. You are but vessels for my glory. And when one departs from this wisdom and falls away, my word also grows quiet, as my hand is removed. And I shall surely humble them, according to the length of time I dictate is needful. Yet if one turns and does not cease from fighting against me, the very same shall have their name stricken from my book. I am the Lord.